I'm coming here with a very special guest. In fact, this is a super special guest. This is actually a super special podcast because we have just returned from the season 2 premiere glee party.
The red carpet return event of Glee.
And for the first time in my life, I showed up at an event really early.
And looked dashing if I had anything to say.
I did look dashing.
Looked quite handsome.
You had some beautiful shoes.
Oh, thanks. I was a fan of my shoes,
too. And a very good dress.
Oh. Well, you helped fix that. So
Now, how did we come to this event? Because this is not something that most people get to go to.
Well, I feel very happy that I'm able to work for a company that is able to give me access to a lot of these types of events and shows and venues and getting into the entertainment scene but not actually having to be in it. So once I got the 2 tickets and I realized that I wanted to make sure that someone was accompanying me that appreciated what it was all about,
right,
I reached out to you.
And I flew down here from San Francisco
in order to
go to this event.
Yes.
I mean, part of the reason is to say goodbye to you yet once again because you moved to New Zealand.
Yes, and I've delayed it for another month. So thank you for saying goodbye again.
This is like the 4th goodbye.
Yeah, I know. It's great.
But more importantly, I came to see the Glee cast.
Yes. Yes.
And the questions that I wanted to answer with the Glee cast was, A, how tall are they?
And I told you before we went that most actors and actresses are shorter than anyone ever thinks that they are.
Let's preface this by saying that Finn, who is the main male, is not 6'4",
as reported. Oh, no, at all.
He's probably at max 6'1", because I felt very tall brushing by him. And I want to comfortably say that I've never really been to a Hollywood party, even though I kind of pretend that I have. But you know, I did brush along many famous people of the Glee cast.
I don't think I brushed along Finn, though.
Well, here's the thing. Like, Finn double took. I mean, the person that I'm with was looking very excellent. And I'm going to just go ahead and say that Finn did kind of double take. Like, the look and then the look again.
I think you were...
No.
Okay, I'm not even going to argue.
And along with that, I think that what happened was that we at first were just kind of sitting there. It was the Chateau Marmont. I don't know how to pronounce that exactly. Marmont? But a lot of celebrities Chateau go there. Marmont.
Yeah.
I actually placed it in my book. So the first thing I noticed was that in my book, I depicted the place totally differently because I made it very glamorous. And in fact, this place is more...
It's more old style... glamour.
It's like a nice living room.
No. It's old style glamour. And like the thing is, like when we went, we were there for that particular event.
Right.
But when you go for other extravagances, like it's a very particular feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like the old world style. And that's what they go for.
Okay.
But yes, your description is a little bit off.
My description in my book, there's a club called Maison, which was sort of a takeoff of Chateau, was totally wrong because my internet research didn't reveal to me that this place is actually, like old school. It's like an old school kind of glamour. Yeah. It's classy. It's definitely got some velvet couches, some sort of like architecture that's not necessarily like
very decorative.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I was definitely wrong on that. And the other thing that I realized about hanging out with celebrities and sort of seeing them from afar is that
Brushing up against them.
I didn't say hello to any of the celebrities, except later we'll discuss some. But I didn't really want to be like, hey, like I'm a big fan. I'm a huge fan of Glee, for example. But I didn't want to be like, hey, like I totally know all about you because I just Wikipedia'd you like 2 days ago. And I didn't want to touch them. I just wanted to like observe them.
Yeah. No. And I think for most people that go to these events, except for the teenagers that we saw or like certain like hardcore fans, they usually go to just enjoy what the event is about as opposed to like the celebrities that are there.
I feel like when you go to this sort of see a lot of celebrities, there's this sort of like, yo, I'm gonna play it cool, like I see celebrities all the time. But inside I was dying. Especially.
But you do realize that most people that go that they actually do see celebrities all the
time.
Oh, they do.
Well, I don't. I've the big celebrity I've ever seen is Howard Stern.
Wow.
Whom is not that exciting.
Was I with you when we saw him?
I think you were with me,
actually. Yeah, we're in New York, right?
Yeah. And it's like, yo, that's Howard Stern. And I'm like, great. Like, that's not that big. That's not that important to me. But at this place, we saw all the Glee cast. And in addition, we saw, really excitingly, we saw Taye Diggs and Idina Menzel, who, if you do not know, they are the original cast of Rent. They're married. And Idina is the original Elphaba from Wicked. And I pretty much, I died right there. However, my guest, she didn't die because Taye Diggs said hello.
No, he didn't actually say hello. He just waved, and then I waved back, so it was fine.
But he recognized that you were somebody.
No, I think he was just like, all right, cool, I'm going to say hi. And then he waved, and I was like, okay, hey, I'm going to stay back. So it's not that he recognized, and it's not that she recognized or anything. It was just it.
But I feel like due to sort of your gold-plated shoes and sort of your outfit, you had a little bit of cachet. And at one point, you started sort of waving to everybody, and they'd wave back. And Sue Sylvester, who's really popular in Glee, like the person I was with, like, waved at Sue Sylvester, and Sylvester kind of waved back, but then she kind of did a double take, like, who are you?
I actually wasn't waving at her. I was pointing at her for your benefit.
Right.
And she happened to see me point, which I didn't want her to see, and then she was like, she saw me point, so she pointed back as in, like, hey, and then, like, pointing back as in, hey, and then I was, like, I quickly, like, stopped, but then she had seen me beyond that point, so that was not intentional, and it was more entertaining than anything else, although, talking about tall celebrities, she's insanely tall.
A good 6'2", at least.
Yeah, like, insane, and awesome, I love her.
And the thing is, I realized that like a lot of these Glee cast members, they seem very down to earth, and they seem just really nice. And even though I didn't really talk to very many of them, like, they were just kind of like chilling out. And I was surprised because they didn't really clump together; they were just sort of hanging out by themselves a lot.
Oh, so this is my observation. So going to other events, like, most of the people that work in a cast or like an ensemble, they're not friends outside of what they do at work. So it was interesting to me when you told me the blonde and the brunette were actually roommates.
They are.
Because that's very, very rare in the entertainment industry. Like, usually you go in, you do your work during the day, and like, you leave, and it's like, that's it. So if you're at an event, you're not going to hang out with people that you don't know. You're going to hang out with people that you bring with you. So it wasn't surprising to me to see that they weren't together. It was more surprising to me to hear that the blonde and the brunette were roommates.
Let's segue real quick into sort of seeing what they were like in real life. For example, Finn was very tall. He looked exactly like he does on television.
We heard he had really great skin, but we didn't see it.
I didn't see him that close, but one of our people that we met during the event said that he had great skin. But what's shocking is that Puck, who is sort of like the hunk of the show, was not that good looking.
Yeah, no, he was very, like, yeah, he was less than stellar, and he was very...
A little bit scrawny.
Not even that he's scrawny, it's like he was, like, very, like, underwhelming. Like, he walked in, and it was obviously him, but he didn't really have the same presence that you would expect from his character.
Right.
And, like, he did his thing. Obviously, he had his, like, own fans and, like, friends, but, like, he was less than overwhelming.
And he kind of rolled through with this dime a dozen Asian chick, who I was like, oh, interesting.
I think I missed that.
You missed that. Okay, that's okay. But on the other hand, Diana Argon, who plays Blonde, who I forgot her name in the show, but she was beautiful.
Oh, she was gorgeous.
Very gorgeous.
I've never really been a fan of her. Not that I've never been a fan, but like, I've never thought that she was as beautiful as I've always heard other people comment on. But here she was stunning. Like, she was absolutely gorgeous, and she was like very elegant, very, very, like, yeah, very gorgeous.
And I think that the thing that was interesting to me was that I felt taller than everybody. I'm not that tall. I'm like 5'11". But, you know, like, I felt very tall. And I feel like what television does is it imparts a lot of height on these people, which is something that's commonly said. And these people, they just look like normal people. Like, we know people who are essentially, like, look like these people.
Yeah. You know,
even though they're famous in Glee and on television, on covers, magazines, that all kind of thing. But we know people who are not maybe quite as magically talented, but also equally talented.
Oh, no, no. And that's why it's so interesting to go to these types of events, because then you realize that, like, I think most people who aren't in this scene, like, they think a certain perception of these people. But once they meet them, it's like they're very real, and they're like your friend. Like, they're your friend who's, like, part of your group. And, like, obviously we had the opportunity to meet a few of these people. Right. And, like, it was very down to earth. It was very organic. It was never forced. It was very real. And it was great.
Who did we meet?
We met everyone. But I think between you and me, our favorite was John Chu.
John M. Chu.
John M. Chu.
The director of Step Up 2 and also the leader between the Legion of Extraordinary Dancers.
And he was the one who kind of pioneered the YouTube craze with Miley Cyrus and kind of like this online battle that... You know, for most of the people in our generation that understands what internet is about, we picked up on that very quickly.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that we were probably the only two people who knew who he was.
Oh, I don't think that.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Because, like, in the beginning of the night, he was actually just smoking by himself. And I'm like, yo, like, I feel like I know this guy. But then I'm like, oh, I realized that I know him through YouTube. And I was like, okay, at some point during the night, I'm going to go have a cigarette with him. Because that's, like, the way to sort of talk to him.
I think other people realized who you were. I don't think other people classified him to the magnitude that we did, like, understanding, like, his true talents and what he brought to what we appreciate. But I think, you know, we saw him early in the evening. Obviously, there was, like, a circle of girls around him. And, right. You know, Harry, who is, like, one of his dancers, and LXD, who is on Glee as well. Like, you know, they definitely had... followers. So it was clear that there was recognition, but I think that it was nice for him to hear from the two of us, like, that we realized, like, what he was focused on, and, like, we recognized it, and, like, we recognized him
and what
from
he
that.
Did.
Yeah.
And additionally,
and you shared a smoke with him, or a five.
Not only that, I shared probably three or four cigarettes with him, and I took all his smokes. And for the record, he smokes Parliaments.
And he was very giving with it too. Like, he was very, 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 like,
he's
open
real
about
cool about it.
Yeah,
and,
I was like, oh, that's cool. Too bad I don't smoke, but it's all right.
At one point, like, he was hanging out, and I was just kind of standing with him, and just because he was famous, like, people were, like, talking to him, and they're like, and they asked me, like, oh, what do you do for Glee? I'm like, I'm nobody. Like, I don't do anything for Glee, but, like, sure, I feel famous. You know, like, I don't do actually anything.
Yeah.
And I think that, like, sort of the cult of celebrity really extends, because, like, when you're at these events, like, you know who the famous people are, and you really just kind of, like, notice where they are. You look at them, you're like, oh, my God, there's that person. This is the principal of the Glee high school.
Right.
And really, when you listen to him talk, he's just, like, an Indian father. Like, with, you know, like, dude, this guy's just anybody.
Yeah.
But they're famous.
Well, then there's that whole other side. So there's, like, the famous people that we recognize, but then there's also the, like, the famous people, like, the producers and, like, the directors that we don't ever see.
We
but,
don't.
Like, but you could tell that there were certain people that drew attention around them, and, like, you could identify that those were the people that were probably driving all of that. Like, they were the people that, you know, were, like, the creators of Glee, or the screenplay writers or whatever, so.
I mean, one point in our past, we've known each other for a long time, we're both really into movies, and you had really wanted to get into entertainment.
Yes.
But, you know, after, you had told me that before coming to this event, I was really excited to come to this Glee red carpet event, but at the same time, you could have sort of dampened my expectations, because you're like, yo, it might not be that cool, like, just chill out, like, everyone's just kind of, like, there to hang out. And I, you know, I naively was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to go there. I'm going to hang out with these people. We're going to become best friends. We're going to karaoke. But that's not how it is.
Right. Well, so it's not that... Yeah, so absolutely. A couple years ago, and when I was in college, I definitely wanted to enter the entertainment realm, because there is definitely a sexiness to it, and like an appeal to, you know, movies and entertainment and music and dance and everything that you see that we're committed to. But there's also a very, very distinct industry essence. And for me, living in LA, I feel like I'm very privileged to be able to experience the high points but not have to deal with the low points. And I've definitely been able to understand what the low points are, and I'm very glad that I've actually never entered the entertainment industry.
Like, what might be the low point being?
It's a lot of, like, personality types. And I've worked with difficult personalities, so it's not even, like, I can't work with difficult personalities. But it's, like, personalities and, like, you know, for me, I'm very, very particular about the way that I run my own projects when I run a business and I run, like, what I do day to day. And most of these entertainment executives, like, they have their vision and it has to be run their way. So their way could be completely off base and, like, intangible and, like, completely irrational, but it doesn't matter. So, you know, you think about, it's not as bad as this, but you think about, you know, The Devil Wears Prada and, like, what expectations are. And it's, like, you hear about, you know, assistants that work for celebrities or assistants that work within the entertainment industry. And what they deal with is very similar. It's, like, very, very extreme expectations that shouldn't really exist. And so it is refreshing to meet people like John M. Chu, whereas, like, he's so grounded. Like, he's obviously directed movies.
Huge movies.
Million-dollar-making
movies.
Yeah, huge movies, and he's obviously been given opportunities to direct more, which says quite a bit.
Right.
So obviously it's, like, everything is, like, based on, like, what you're given beyond, like, what you do. And so, you know, he's a success, and to meet a personality like him is very refreshing, because I've definitely met other people in very similar roles that have a completely different persona to how they act and, like, what they do. And it's, like, it's very standoffish, and it's very, it's not for everyone. Like, I think it works for a lot of people, and the people who understand, the people who embrace it, they'll succeed really well.
Okay.
But I am not one of those people, and I know it. And so I just enjoy being able to access it but not have to be a part of it.
And I feel like a lot of times these people are looking for a little bit of a real connection, because we did talk to Harry, who was the other Asian guy on the show who danced, and we met his girlfriend, who's a background dancer.
Mm-hmm.
And she was, like, super cool. And she also sort of just, like, talked to us about, like, Asian American representation and sort of, like, how she couldn't get certain roles, whatever it may be. And it's, like, they were, like, real cool about it. And, like, I don't know if it was, like, forced or fake or whatever it may be, but they're just, like, really good about, I'm like, yo, like, these people I would want to hang out with. Possibly.
Yeah. I feel like for her, it was, like, really interesting that she opened up so quickly to people that she didn't know. Because, again, that's actually pretty rare, because usually the conversations I have at events like this is, like, very superficial, or it's like, oh, this opportunity is so great for me and this and that. But, like, she talked through challenges that she's encountered, and whether or not she felt like she could relate to us because we were Asian or we were a minority, like, maybe that's what brought it out. But, like, it was very refreshing to hear, again, between her and John, it was, like, very refreshing to see that people who were in the positions that they were in could express what they wanted to express and, like, just be, like, as comfortable as we are with each other. You know, like, it's it was, like, a conversation that we have with our friends on a daily basis, and, like, they were able to open up about it. So that was nice. That was really nice.
At the same time, I think we were very distinctly aware that we were taking time away from people, and that, like, we didn't want to approach them if they were talking to other people. Like, we did circle sort of the space of, like, the outside sort of tent area, and, like, we didn't want to approach people until they were, like, sort of alone and looked like they wanted to, like, just be engaged with somebody. Like, we were very wary of, like, not just stepping up and, like, inserting ourselves into their, like, conversation.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I mean, like, obviously early in the evening, John was by himself, and then, like, ultimately he did have, like
groupies. You
know, yeah, groupies that were around him, so it wasn't really our place to interrupt that. And usually when I go to these events, like, again, I don't usually meet people as down to earth as they are. So usually when I go to these events, like, I don't really insert myself in general.
Right.
But, like, it was obvious that, you know, at certain points throughout the evening, it was appropriate, and it was very easy. Like, it was very organic. Like, it was very organic to just, like, go up and just be like, hey, you know, and, like, ask a question, and, like, he just engaged, and it was, like, it was nice. So, it was good.
What would you say was sort of, like, the highlight of your night?
Well, one is, like, you know, again, like, not expecting that John would be as approachable as he was. Mm-hmm. Because I've, through, whether it's my job or through these events, like, I've definitely approached people who are very, very unapproachable. And it's not a big deal, but, like, to be able to approach someone and they respond so easily is always very refreshing. So that was a nice start. So, you know, that was very nice. And then the other highlight, and I don't know if you agree, but was when we went from the garden area and then we went inside, and for whatever reason, it seemed like most of the cast members went inside and, like, they were grooving to the music, and we were just kind of all dancing around, and it was, like, great to see that they all kind of suck at dancing, but, like...
let's talk about that a second, because they're not good at dancing. No, the only person that was good at dancing was Harry.
Harry, which was obvious because y'all know that Harry is, like, LXD, but anyway, yeah, no, it was, like, it was great because, well, like, they could groove, but, like, you kind of expect them to, like, just break it out.
Yeah.
And, you know, because all of our friends break it out on the dance floor and they're amazing. So it was, like, really, really fun to see that they're, like, all of us. You know, like, they obviously have rhythm. They obviously can dance. They obviously have so much talent when it comes to vocal skills. But, like, on the dance floor.
They're not good dancers.
It's not that they're bad. It's, like, you know, they're, like, us. Like, they're basic. They're basic. Like, they're very basic. They're not, like, some of our most talented friends that, like, go on the dance floor and can, like, rip it up. So, obviously, Harry was... I could tell that he was holding back too. Yes. Like he was doing certain moves, but like he wasn't even like going all out because I've seen him obviously in like in some of his clips and like you know he can do so much more, but like everyone else, like they were getting into it and you could just tell that like, you know, between us and our friends we would have been able to outshine them. So it was fun, but it was fun because it was like the moment and it was like the groove and it was, you know, so many of the cast members as well as like other people that were just like feeling the music and the vibe in the room and like alcohol obviously helps too. But
alcohol helps. I really feel like I was kind of like expecting I was just sort of expecting this exclusive feeling where the cast members would be hanging out amongst themselves and dancing amongst themselves. But I really feel like if we had really wanted to push it, we could have just like hung out with them.
Oh, easily. You know?
And despite us being, you know, relatively maybe older or anonymous, like, they would have been like, cool, like, you guys are dancing with us. We're like, fantastic.
I feel like, okay, so this is actually one of my experiences, not even from, like, here in LA, but I feel like our expectations of celebrities is that they're going to be very standoffish.
Mm-hmm.
But I've found that they're really not. Like, in the right situations, they appreciate kind of something that's very real world.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't care about, like, who their entourage is or, like, you know, who's following them. Like, they actually prefer someone on the outside because it's tangible and it's, like, you know, something that they would experience if they weren't a celebrity.
Speaking of that, I mean, we have a lot of friends who are really multi-talented. And in a way, I'm a little surprised that nobody that we know has become sort of famous, at least in a way. Like, you Google them and they become famous. And I feel like... out of all the people that we know from school, between dancers, singers, sort of entertainment folk, like, they haven't become famous. And I'm a little disappointed because I really wanted to ride in their coattails.
Selfishly.
But upon meeting these celebrities, I kind of felt like, oh, well, you know, like, they're famous to the world, but at the same time, they're still just sort of like finding out what they're doing amongst themselves.
Yeah.
And they're young. They're 23. They're 24. They're very young.
But even the older ones, like, I think, again, there's different groupings of celebrities and different groupings of, like, entertainers. So there's, like, the ones that are, like, truly within their own bubble and, like, they demand things and they can, like, they ride it and, like, those are, like, the Brad and Angelinas and, right. Like, you know, like, that's... like, they couldn't do it any other way because they would go out in the world and, like, obviously paparazzi would follow them and all that stuff. But then there is this other level of entertainers and they are real people and, like, they are talented and it's great for us to be able to interact with them because we don't usually have that opportunity. But it's humbling to them because I don't think they've ever expected themselves to get to this point.
Mm-hmm.
So if any of us were in that realm, like, we would probably react the same way. And so I agree with you in the sense that, like, we have so many talented friends and, like, it's interesting that, you know, none of them haven't gotten to this level of, like, celebrity, but I don't know if anyone really wants to. I don't think that was what they were striving for. Like, I think that, like, this is a very specific industry, and it's, like, something that, like, people who know that they want to do it, this is what they, like, aim for, and I don't think that our friends were actually looking for that.
I mean, I guess that is true. Like, nobody sought that sort of road. But again, I really just want to ride some of these coattails. and I feel like for these
kids... If I were in LA, John, I would invite you to more events.
Well, here's the thing. We met some random talent agent, and he's like, yo, I represent this dude, and you should come to our pool party. And luckily, we both had business cards. We're like, cool. And maybe he'll email us, maybe he won't. And it's probably just part of, like, saying hello. Will he? Yeah. Why? He'll email us. Because he will email? Why?
I don't know. Okay. Like, there's certain people that I can tell that they'll email. He'll email.
So, yeah, like, I'm excited. I mean, it's unfortunate that you were leaving LA because this is sort of our first celebrity event. But I think at the same time that, you know, we really could have hung out with more celebrities. But at the same time, celebrities is just hanging out with anybody else.
Yeah, like, and that's what I was hoping that you would look into this event mm-hmm. before going, is that it's really not that big of a deal. It's nice because we love this show so much, and so obviously we appreciate the talent more so than, you know, most other shows. But yeah, it's like, it's really not a big deal. Like, most of the events that we go to, like, it's not even about, like, the talent. It's just more about being able to access what the events have to offer.
And I mean, in my book, I think the big mistake that I made was that if you're already a celebrity, nothing seems like that fancy or celebrity to you. And I think that was something that I really learned tonight, was that, you know, like, if you're already famous and you people know who you are, like, you're probably just real chill, real humble. You're like, oh, this is my normal life.
Right.
Whereas in my book, I sort of represent celebrity as this very glamorous sort of life that is not necessarily true because, like, you still got to deal with the same thing, you know, like you're standing in buffet lines next to just some other random person. Like, I could have jumped in line with Finn in the buffet and been like, hey, how is the empanada?
Yeah. No. And I think for most people, it's not what they ever expected. So they are also very humble in, like, what they do.
So let's, as we achieve our celebrity, remain humble.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm always on the outside. That's my goal. I'm just here to enjoy. I'm not here to be a part of it.
Well, thank you for bringing me because it was kind of a life experience, and I'll be blogging about it.
I'm so glad you had a good time.
I did have a very excellent time.
That was the whole purpose.
And we look forward to singing for you at a future episode.
Oh, are you going to sing for me?
One of us will sing for each other. Done. Probably me for you since you don't sing. but thank you for coming.
Thank you. Thanks for coming up to LA or down to LA.
Thank you.